Welcome, everyone, to React Native Radio Podcast. Brought to you by Taekwon Jive, the most trusted cryptocurrency vendor in the world. Episode 265, Chain React is back.
Hey, Mazen, what's that noise in the background?
They're cutting a tree right in front of my house.
Did you want them to cut that tree down, or?
I did not. About a month or two ago, a tree doctor came from the city with a mallet. I call him a tree doctor because he had a mallet, and he kept hitting the stump, like the close to the roots of the tree, and would look at it after he would hit it. I'm still puzzled every time I tell this story because it's confusing. But he walks away and says, "Yes, tree needs to go. It's dead." I was like, "Okay,
well, it's sure. Of course, it's dead. You just hit it with a mallet,
right? You killed it." But yeah, so it's actually fully gone, and there's just a stump. They're gonna do the, I think they call it stump grinding later. But now that we see it, it's actually hollow in the middle. So tree doctor or tree vet, whatever you want to call him,
tree doctor was right.
Yeah, he was right. Well, vets are only for pets, but yeah.
Okay, is that, do you go to like medical school for that? I don't.
You actually get kicked out of medical school for hitting people with a mallet like that to see if they're dead, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, was everything around your house spared from falling tree debris?
No, and that's the other part of it. Like, we told them to come back in a week because my neighbor, he's in a band, let's just keep it that way. They're decent, I think, in my opinion, but I'm not a heavy metal fan, so I don't know. He's on a tour in Mexico, so he must be good, right? If you're on tour in Mexico. But unfortunately, his car is parked right underneath the tree. And according to them, they were like, "Oh, we'll be fine. We'll work around it." Yet it didn't work out too well because his windscreen is like totally smashed in.
Oof.
And so is the street, our two streetlights. And the whole time they were like lifting the tree over the electrical wires that come to our house. So with every sound of the chainsaw, I like sprint and look and just make sure the lines are still up and nothing's going to happen. So I still have power and I'm still here. So,
but your poor neighbor is going to come home to a broken windshield.
Yeah. I wonder if his roommates have told him about it yet. That's what's happening in Durham land.
That's what's happening in Durham. Well, if you hear any chainsaws in the background of today's episode, that's why. There's not any chainsaw massacre happening. you've probably noticed that Jamin's not here. We are very sad he couldn't make it today, but you have me instead. I'm Robin Hines, your host for the day and friendly software engineer at Infinite Red. I live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest with my husband and my two kids. I'm also joined by my distinguished co-host, Mazen Chami.
I feel like I need the pins like the North Korean army now with that.
Ooh, yeah, we should get pins with all of our adjectives. I love it. Mazen's also a senior software engineer here at Infinite Red. He's a former professional soccer player and coach and lives in Durham, North Carolina with his wife and son. And we are very fortunate today to have two also distinguished guests, Gant Laborde and Justin Husky.
Hello.
Gant Laborde has actually, they've both been on the podcast before, if you remember.
Yeah.
Gant Laborde is our CIO extraordinaire at Infinite Red, and he's also captain of the Chain React Conf team. He lives in New Orleans, Louisiana, with his now fiance and his little daughter. And then we have Justin Husky. He is Chain React co-captain, and he lives in Vancouver, Washington, and he loves the Los Angeles Dodgers and Starbucks.
Darby.
You just went
That's the most accurate description of myself I've ever heard.
You just went to a Dodgers game, right, Justin?
I did. It was a tough loss. They lost by 6 points, but I don't know. Oof. What I love about baseball is it's one of those things where you can actually get up and go do other things while there's sports playing. And it's sort of like having an event happening outside in the stadium, and there's a little bit of sports happening in the middle. So I just like ate all sorts of food to like my heart's desire, and then I, you know, caught a little bit of the game at the same time.
You're like, okay, I guess there's still baseball happening over there.
There's still, yeah. Yeah, you basically pay for a really expensive night out to eat.
There you go. I love it.
I wonder if they do well, do they do better in sales, or they do worse, or do they do better in sales? It's not a bad idea. Like, you know what? We really need to sell a little bit more. You mind?
So can you guys
you
mind forcing a few errors?
For a while?
Let people go get nachos.
All right, let's get on with it. This episode is sponsored by Chain React Conference. America's best React Native conference is back and better than ever. It will be in Portland's beautiful Armory from May 17th through the 19th. We have workshops, we have speakers, we have lightning talks, we have a great hallway track, and many attendees have said in the past that it's the best conference that they've ever been to, period. Mm-hmm. So go to chainreactconf.com if you haven't gotten tickets yet. Get tickets. Come join us. We want to see you. Also, forever, forever sponsor, Infinite Red. Infinite Red is a premier React Native design and development agency located fully remote in the U.S. and Canada. So if you're looking for React Native expertise for your next React Native project, hit us up at infinite.red/React Native. All right.
I love that. You know, different sponsorship levels. They have like gold, platinum, diamond. Like Infinite Red is unobtainium. Good luck.
I mean, Chain React and Infinite Red are basically the same sponsor at this point, really.
Yeah, it's the same happy people doing the same happy thing.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Giving ourselves a big self-five, like, hey!
It's like
we're a bunch of nerds.
Meme.
We are.
You're a Spider-Man meme.
It's like the Spider-Man meme. It's like you.
I love it.
Let's be like that.
You may have guessed already, but our topic for today is, of course, Chain React 2023. We're going to do a bit of behind the scenes, getting hyped up for this conference. Obviously you've heard us mention a lot, but we want to pull back the curtain a little bit and show you how the sausage is made. So that's why we have our lovely Gant and Justin here, who have been heading up the ship for the last however long we've been planning this. Feels like forever.
Yeah, if you ever see me, I'm only 23 years old, and I look like I'm in my 40s.
I want to actually ask you again, let's talk about, since we're talking about 2023 Chain React, when was day one of planning, when was day one of planning, and what was that day like?
Okay, so day one of planning Chain React in general back in 2016, where we did our first 2017? Oh, 2023.
For this one.
So that's a great question, because one of the things that kind of really is difficult is with a passion project, the hardest thing for anybody to kind of get past is a start-stop mentality. And that's exactly what the pandemic did to us.
Yeah.
We had really Chain React. Yeah, Chain React 2020 was on the books, paid. Mm-hmm. Things were happening. We were going to do it
people
in 2020.
People had tickets, had flights.
It was a significant event. It was a great follow-up to our past three conferences. This was going to be the fourth one in 2020. And we were staring at that, ready to get rocking and rolling. And then pandemic. And pulling that was hard. Pulling it in 2021 was really hard. And pulling it in 2022 was gut-wrenching. It was just the world still needed time. We needed people to be safe, happy. Because the idea here, how do you have a welcoming, friendly event when people are extremely worried about taking something home, interacting with one another? The biggest reason we're bringing people there is for them to interact. So 2023 almost happened as a waterfall from a brook that's been holding for a long time. They just you were like, oh, look at this cute little trickle of water. And then finally we said, guess what? We're booking. We're doing this. We're going to find out how to make this happen. And when you sign the contracts now, there's no out for COVID. There's no out for all kinds of stuff. You are on the hook. So it was sort of like a bungee jump. You're sitting there staring at the edge. You're identifying the cables and making sure that they look fresh. You don't want anything to look second rate. And you're staring over the side. And then once you tip over that side and say, hey, we've signed the contracts, we have the venue, this is the date, this is what we're going to do, you're over that side. So it was, I guess, breathtaking in a good and bad way. And now we're on that ride having a great time.
Yep. Finding out what a conference looks like in a post-COVID world. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy it's back. We need this. We all need this. We need Meta to announce things at a conference. We need Amazon and we need Microsoft speakers. We need to be able to go reach out and talk to them and ask them questions in a space. If you take a look at the biggest complaints that end up happening about React Native is sometimes people feel like they just don't know what's coming and what's going on and where things are going. And you get trickles of information or blog posts, but nothing beats actually showing up in person and seeing a person's eyes as they're explaining to you what the vision is. Like the clarity in that high bandwidth communication is priceless.
Absolutely. Plus, who doesn't love Portland?
Oof.
Oh,
in the Pearl District, in the Armory. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, done. Yeah. Actually, you know what's been really cool is that so Kent and I went on site to actually look at what's going on with the venue. We looked at the restaurants that are nearby. We honestly, we walked the path that everybody who's staying at the official hotel to the venue is going to be doing every morning and every evening as they're going back and forth. And one thing that was awesome, because I'm somebody who lives 20 minutes from Portland, is that we talked with several of the people who are up in their management levels, up in their leadership, and they're all super excited for Chain React to come back because they're saying, you know, it would be just having a conference at the Armory brings in people to our restaurant, which is something we haven't really had in a long time. And we've been really trying to get people back in. And so they've been doing what makes me really proud is to bring Chain React back to Portland, get people to experience that, see that it's vibrant down there. It's fun. And then all of those businesses that are all kind of set up around the Armory are all going to benefit from that in a way I don't think they have in a long time. So it'll be really great to have that back.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
The places by there, by the way, Portland's experience is very, very unique. It is its own melting pot. And I know they don't kind of identify themselves as a melting pot, but I've never been to a place where I could play pinball while eating Thai food. It's just what are y'all doing here? And they're just living their best life. And the food is delicious. And the people are, you know, they're eccentric and interesting. Yeah. It fits technical vibe perfect.
The dream of the 90s are alive still.
I might have seen an ad about that.
I want to go back in time a little bit further. I want to go back to how Chain React came to be at the very beginning. We're a development agency. How did we end up hosting a conference?
Oh, my goodness.
How did that happen?
That was a wonderful experience because we speak at a lot of conferences. And we were on the forefront of React Native as soon as it was out. And one of the things that we have done in the past is we've thrown conferences. We've thrown them for other technologies. And it's just sort of in our blood. And when there was no U.S. React Native conference, there was this moment of, okay, are we doing this? And
I think we have to do this.
Exactly. And you just, all of a sudden, we start talking about it. And Jamin did a fantastic Twitter post on why it's called Chain React. He eloquently stated it. It was quite specifically, you've got this one atom for React. And then you've got these sort of multiple platforms going wide with this chemical exothermic reaction of these things interacting with each other as well as with people. And so you get this chain reaction. And that was the idea of bringing Chain React in. We've got iOS, Android, web, and, you know, you've got multiple platforms. You know, at the very first one, we talked about TV OS and a whole bunch of other kinds of technologies. So we're sitting there, we're looking at, there's no conference for this. And then, you know, as things happen, we just go, all right, we're throwing it. Get in touch with the right people. And in 2017, we threw the first Chain React.
Yeah. And here we are, 6 years later.
And you know what I love about that is people showed up at the first chain React saying, I want to work in React Native, because it was cool then. It was not a thing. I say, I want to work in React Native. I want to do all this cool stuff. And then the next chain React people showed up. They're like, my company sent me. I work in chain React. I mean, I work in React Native.
Yeah.
So
you went from people wanting to learn and get into React Native to people who are working in React Native and want to talk to other people working in React Native.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of the many rewards of actually hosting these things. You get to see all the positive stories along the way. And it's just so cute because at this moment, you see this person and they're just happy to be there. And then they build this entire life, this entire career around that. And they connect with all the people and they're still wearing, you know, Chain React 2017 shirts. I love it.
And Mazen, you actually first came to be aware of Infinite Red through Chain React, right?
Correct. Yeah. I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but 2019 Chain React was the one I attended. Mm-hmm. I was building an app at the time in React Native. It was my first one doing it alone. I was at a startup. I was the only one in charge of the mobile app. And we were doing some Bluetooth stuff and I needed help on the Bluetooth and testing front. Because again, being the only one on the team, I was kind of stretched thin. So I just needed a little bit more resources in testing and Bluetooth stuff. So I Googled and essentially found Chain React, came out there, fell in love with the conference. I actually was getting ready to purchase my 2020 ticket right when Durham shut down. I was like, okay, this might not be happening. I'm going to hold off a little bit. And here we are. Yeah. but yeah, it was that. And then eventually led me onto the podcast. And then from there, here we are.
Now you're doing an episode of the podcast about Chain React.
And so, helping
life is funny.
Prep for Chain React in many ways too. So it's full circle.
Mazen, can I ask you? So you were going to purchase a ticket in 2020 and decided to hold off. Was your plan all along to get into Infinite Red so you didn't have to pay to go to the next conference that happened afterwards?
I was hoping that wouldn't be said out loud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Putting a lot into that.
Don't tell Todd and I think we'll be fine. Yeah. Don't tell
him. Gotcha.
See, the joke's on you because even though we don't have to pay for tickets, we pay in blood, sweat, and tears.
Exactly.
It's like emphasis on tears lately, but you know, we'll get there.
It's like I wanted to go to the conference every year for free, but I now need to work it, so I don't technically go to the conference. But,
smart move.
Oh,
smart.
Wow.
Yeah.
We definitely put the Infinite Red team to work. Can we like get an overview for the listeners about what all goes into putting on a conference? How is the Infinite Red team involved? Give us a picture.
Yeah, no problem. I'll say, if you've ever planned your own wedding, just multiply that by 10 and it's that. No, it's actually a very rewarding style of work. And one of the things is it is very complicated, worrying about the experience of a bunch of people, making sure that you have a welcoming and friendly environment for a diversity of topics to come in and be exciting in a single track conference and make sure everybody's well rested, glued, caffeinated, and set. You relive the same day, probably 10 times a day, thinking about the experience that you're trying to deliver and then filling the holes in it. It's a little bit like building an app in a sense, but you can't go full engineer with it. Right? You can't continue to just think about it from one dimension. So we have a team of people here at Infinite Red where we've actually diversified the facets that come into what is the experience that we want to have. And then people run each of those different facets of Chain React and sort of bring them all back together under this one sort of system. But we have, you know, honestly, the mobile app is a huge undertaking. One, we have to build a React Native app for free in our spare time, or we allocate time for it. It's going to be open source. It's got to be stable and dependable. First of all, I'll just say, building an open source app and handing it to React Native developers when it's in React Native is inviting a lot of opinion.
thanks for the pressure, Gent.
Yeah,
it's a very vulnerable moment for sure. Mazen knows this intimately. He's doing most of the work to get the app ready to go right now, and is very familiar with the pressure of building a React Native app for React Native developers to use at a React Native conference.
Right.
It's so different because, so again, we've talked like Mercari. That was a big app that that we released. Some other clients, you know, large clients that we've worked on so far. The pressure is different. And you're right, saying like for React Native developers, it's like, you know, initially working with Mercari, it's not like there was no pressure. There was pressure, but it's in a different sense because now you're dealing with people who are expecting a specific user experience. Now, if the app were to crash for a user, they wouldn't take it so personally. They might just be like, oh, whatever. Close the app, open the app back up and continue type deal.
Right.
But like for the conference, the pressure is like, okay, if the app crashes, we're getting tweeted about it. We're getting GitHub issues. Someone might call us out on stage about it. Like,
right. It's like, React Native company can't even build the React.
Exactly. It's like, why would you hire these guys to build your app for you? So that's stressful on its own. It's almost like, can I back out of it again? No.
Well, you know, like Josh Waitzkin.
Too late.
Josh Waitzkin always said that when he would play chess, if he thought about the people watching him play chess, because he was a child prodigy, if he thought about the people and the sign and all things like that, that's where he played his worst games. And the truth is, you know, y'all are amazing. And sorry, y'all, again, from New Orleans, y'all are the amazing developers. You're doing a fantastic job. You're your own worst critic. And I love what's going on with the app. I get it. But what we're doing here, if you take a step back, and this is the problem with engineering brain on some of these things that's really about an experience, is that if we care and we've put that into the app, people experience that and they see that if there's any kind of updates or changes or modifications, at the end of the day, the very premise that Chain React's built around is connection, friendliness, welcoming, and talking about technology. In a way that engineers can talk about problems and mistakes, that becomes extremely valuable. So I dare say you're probably almost robbed from an amazing growth experience, perhaps even a future talk, if your app runs flawlessly. You know, again, I'll say Josh Waitzkin had to lose to value chess. I'm using this analogy, and eventually it will break down, of course, because all analogies break down. But in this moment here, like, I think this pressure is, I hate to say this. This is a great pressure, but probably mostly you put it on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you. You said the analogy breaks down. Hopefully the app doesn't break down also.
But, and if it does, it catches
on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mazen, you want to plug your Twitter handle real quick so that people, if they have any questions or comments. We know exactly. Comments,
your app is crashing. At Mazen Chami. That's your man right there.
Yeah. But you mentioned, like the atmosphere that Chain React creates.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you. I think I'm still in touch with everyone that I met in 2019. The people that were attending, you know, attending the workshops and stuff. There's this one guy, he knows who he is. He was in a different workshop. He was in the beginner workshop. I was in the testing workshop. And we just collaborated. Like during lunchtime, we'd sit down, compare notes. He had some questions. I'd help him out. And we're still in touch. Like sending pictures of my family. He sends pictures of his family. Like we're really close. And it all stemmed from sitting down at registration on a table and someone approaching, being friendly, being vulnerable, and just talking. And what is this, 4 years later, we're still talking and we're pretty close. And he actually mentioned he's coming to Chain React, so we're going to meet up again for the first time.
That's great.
We went, so it's really a great environment to be in.
And to be honest, there's this constant concern of whether or not YouTube coders should leave in their mistakes or not. And I love when people aren't trying to be deities in coding world. And so this conversation happening on this podcast, talking about the vulnerability that comes along with taking on a huge endeavor, doing coding like that, and all the other parts of Chain React, I love this part. This is humanity. This is the connection of it. And so kudos to being willing to talk about that part and how difficult it could be.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the reasons I'm involved in Chain React, which is kind of funny because I actually came into as like a designer as a background. I actually don't do React Native coding. And yet I've been to a lot of different conferences for design where it doesn't quite have the vibe quite right, where it just kind of feels like everybody's there competing a little bit with each other. And what I absolutely love about Chain React since the very first beginning of planning is that people outside of Infinite Red, when I met them at Chain React, they are still friends of mine. And we're in two different kind of, we're both in the tech industry, but we're in two different areas of it. And yet they're still welcoming. We still do meetups outside of Chain React and everything. And what I love about Chain React is that it is a way to bring that entire community together in one spot. And you kind of see just how impressive the React Native community is. They're very welcoming, very inclusive. It half the time doesn't even matter if they're into React Native. They're still willing to talk with you about what you are interested in and about UX and stuff like that. And I love it. And it's really nice to, this is my first year helping Gantt Planet. And it's really nice to think about like, oh, are people going to be gathering over here? How do we provide like a good experience for them at lunch? Where were they going to be talking? It's all kind of based around how to prioritize them and prioritize kind of the experience they have in a way that I think other conferences sometimes don't always get. And that's why I think there's a lot of effort put into it, like that sweat and tears you mentioned, Robin, is really just because we're trying to always kind of one-up ourselves in many ways and provide a better experience than you could if you just got a conference off the shelf.
Absolutely. I think a question that maybe a lot of people had right after we canceled in 2020 is, why not go remote for 2020, 2021, 2022? Like many other conferences did. React Native EU did remote. Like a lot of other conferences did a remote option.
Yeah.
Why not Chain React? And I think I probably know the answer, but if you could speak a little bit to why not go remote?
Well, one fun fact is that people are always asking us why we don't live broadcast Chain React. Now, we do package up the videos and put them on YouTube. The announcements are amazing. The videos are amazing. But we don't do a live broadcast. That is quite specifically because if a speaker goes long or short, we don't want to be adhering to thousands of people who aren't there, who didn't like come in, who aren't getting that interaction. We're feeding the energy of one room, and that is the place where we're cooking. We're caring about that experience. In that same vein, when people started going remote conference in 2020, I know I can't be the only person who experienced absolute Zoom fatigue, a called back to work during conferences, a bit of, is anybody even on the other side of the screen? Am I talking to someone?
This as a speaker, right? Like you were, as an attendee and a speaker.
Exactly.
You had both experiences.
And people were trying to recreate in-person conferences as remote conferences. And that was just an interesting thing. They were trying to take people's entire days. They were trying to continuously have parts. They were trying to actually somewhat recreate the hallway track, but imagine a giant hallway track where everybody who spoke went into every single other person's ear. It was just, it was not properly structured, and there was no system in place to do that. Now, we love remote work here at Infinite Red. We've been doing it for a long time, but there are certain things that we learned on how there's a difference between in-person and remote. And I think that while I've seen some amazingly executed remote conferences, we knew where the bar was for Chain React, and we knew that there was zero chance of recreating that experience online. And kudos to everybody who did. I saw some really cool online conferences that leaned into all kinds of new ways and made me think of really cool ideas. But around halfway through 2020, you couldn't pay me to sit at a screen longer than I already had to. I was done with it. And that was just never something that we could figure out to do at the caliber that we want to do.
Makes total sense. So now that we're back in person, okay, what about 2023? Is like, should people be excited about what's different? Like, what are we bringing to Chain React 2023?
Oh my goodness.
That's going to set it apart from Chain React 2019. What's going to get people hyped up?
I talked to Justin about Portland at first, because there was, you know, there's a lot of political stuff. There was a bunch of other things. I said, Justin, our business is okay. And Justin gave me the most, well, I'll let Justin tell you the report he gave me. He drove around and he said, are we going to do Chain React in Portland in 2023. And like you said, he's 20 minutes away. And I'll let you tell them what you told me, because that got everything started.
Yeah, so how the whole process kind of started is that I drove over there just to kind of see how it is. I hadn't been over there in a while. I love Portland. It's a place I used to go to kind of every weekend, and then stuff kind of shut down, and I hadn't been over there in a while. No fault of their own. I just got stuck in my own routine here at home. Mm-hmm. So I drove over there, had dinner at a restaurant, and just kind of scouted out different locations that we might be able to use for Chain React. And what I saw was awesome. It was busy. I got a book at Pal's, and I had to wait in a giant line, which was awesome. I haven't had to do that in a while. Never been so proud to wait in a line. And I reported that back to Gant and said, you know, I think looking around, it looks like the vibe is definitely shifted. Things are looking really good. And it would be really nice to bring everybody back to Portland. And one of the things that I absolutely love, and actually why I think in person is a little bit different than when you're online even, is that Gant and I did all sorts of planning about maybe we could do it over here, maybe we do it over there, maybe you walk over that. And then he flew in for a weekend, and he was here for, I think, 2 days, 3 days maybe. And him and I got together each day to go from the hotel all the way down to the venue and have dinner together. We had lunch together. And all the planning that happened in that amount of time is, I think, probably 2 or 3 times more than anything we've done remotely. And the experience, I mean, we're still kind of telling different stories from that. He got to experience what I experienced on that first drive, which is that Portland's kind of, it's busy. People are out doing things. We had to get our reservation for a dinner, which was awesome. I'm telling you, I've never been so happy to wait for tables and lines and, you know, basically just stare at nothing while I wait for food. So,
well, there was this definite like sense after the pandemic that like Portland, specifically like downtown Portland, had died with the pandemic, and that's so not true. And we like, this is our chance to showcase that like Portland is alive and like happening and is very vibrant still.
Kind of going off of what Robin said, I forgot who it was, but someone at Infinite Red mentioned that like downtown Portland was like boarded up and completely shut down and almost
in
like
2020
during the pandemic.
My in-laws still think that it is.
Well,
depending on what you're watching, you still think it is.
So true. But that's awesome that that whole vibe has shifted from being completely closed down to now being so vibrant. And I remember just the restaurants around the Armory, just not even going too far, just the one block radius that you're going to see from the front door, there was a lot of like activity and movement. So that is amazing to see, hear that it's coming back, and that 100%. We can also potentially add to that.
And that's the seed for the vibe that we need, right? We need, I'm a poet and I didn't know it. So what happens there is that we get that. You start going there. We open up for sponsorships. Sponsors are looking for React Native voices. They're looking for opportunities. Meta is looking to give talks. Amazon's looking to give talks. Everybody's been clawing at this resurgence of these places. And so that's the second part that comes in there. And then you feed that into the fact that we have, you know, after parties, people who've been hitting us up on Twitter saying that they need, you know, when is Chain React coming back? All these pieces, you know, the signs are out there. You take a look at them in each individually, and it's all saying, okay, this is what's coming back. And then with that feeling, we have lots of new things. You know, the after party being at Expensify, it's going to be an amazing after party. We have the new architecture workshop. That's going to be an amazing workshop. All these different pieces that are kind of coming together, it's what we wanted plus.
You mentioned like Meta wanting to give talks and be excited about like getting back to back to Chain React. I want to bring it back around to the tech for a bit. Specifically, like, this is 2023 and the last time we did this was 2019. And React Native itself is in such a different place than it was. Like, not only like the world's in a different place, like the conference is in a different place. Not literally, it's still at the Armory.
The world's revolving.
But React Native itself is in a different place, and the conference is going to reflect that. we're really making React Native the focus. In past years, it had sort of been React Native and some React JS talks, like, like all sort of encompassing. We're really going like, this is only, there's plenty of React conferences, great React conferences. This is a React Native conference. All the talks are React Native specific.
Oh, yeah.
React Native isn't new or novel anymore. It's its own thing. It's holding its own. We're not React adjacent anymore. We're React Native. We're our own thing.
And that's why it's like a can't miss event, because it's grown up. You know, in 2017, there was a lot of novelty ideas of people looking to first time approach iOS and Android in the same code base. That's a proven point now. React Native is proven. It's been adopted by Amazon. It's been adopted by Microsoft. It's been adopted by major companies all around. A lot of the clients that we work with, that I never know which ones I can name and which ones I don't. But one of the things is you've got all this grown up. And that's why our beginner workshop, for the first time ever, is small. And our advanced workshop is big. And this is the first time that that's happened, because we're looking at a huge industry important event versus wouldn't it be cool if I wrote this during a hackathon in React Native?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just to like give the listeners let's go back in history. When the last chain React happened, 2019, we were on version 0.60.
I mean, it had just come out.
I think it was like
brand new.
A week, like maybe the month before.
What are we on? 71 now?
71 something. Yeah. I think we're on the verge of 72 also. New features were auto-linking, Android X. The Lean Core initiative had just begun, I believe. I think that version stripped some stuff out. Now, this is me kind of trying to like dig in the archives. Didn't the second speaker announce Hermes?
Yes.
Actually announce it.
Hermes.
That was
Hermes
the announcement.
Was announced for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
At Chain React 2019.
And the first speaker I remember was like, hey, my app sucks. It's so slow. Like, how do I fix it? And then, you know, built into Hermes and all that kind of stuff.
And now Hermes is default.
Hermes is
both platforms.
Exactly.
Almost an afterthought now. Like, of course it's using Hermes. Of course everyone's.
I feel like we're not going to talk about Hermes for a while again. And the last one, which some of us suffered through, is the React Native Upgrade Helper, and was just released. So that is something that's no longer a pain point. So you can kind of see the evolution that's happened. You know, our apps were slow. We had this like big, like bloated React Native core that's now much slimmer. Like the Lean Core initiative helped with that. Upgrade Helper, like focusing a lot on developer experience. So far, we've grown.
There's been
so
a lot
much.
Of developer experience improvements. Fast refresh, React Native Doctor, Flipper, Logbox. And then, of course, we're on the precipice of the new architecture.
Yep.
Lots of EAS and Expo improvements. Like Expo looks completely different.
Yeah. Expo was like a novelty then. It was like, hey, like, this thing exists, like use it, but like just you're not going to use it in production, so just don't worry about it. Use it for like a hobby or a demo.
And then now we have EAS, like pre-build. Like I swear everyone's all in on Expo now. So React Native itself, it just looks completely different now. Yeah. Go ahead, Justin.
I think you all are 100% right. And I think one of the ways to illustrate that actually is just off of ticket sales. In the last, the first three conferences, what you saw was a lot of individual ticket sales where people were coming to see, is React Native something our team could actually do? And you got a lot of questions about like, what's the experience like? Is it really stable? How do I adopt this into my team? This year actually is the opposite, where we're getting a lot of group sales where teams, one person on the team is buying tickets for all of their team because they've already adopted it. And now they're coming for more of that intermediate advanced level stop and not necessarily just coming for an exploration mission anymore. They're coming to actually advance the skills and to improve the app that's already been created.
Yeah, there have been a number of high profile adoptions since 2019. Shopify, Discord, you have these huge companies that are going
Tesla,
going all in on React Native and talking about it and building libraries and like being really active and instrumental in the community. And I think it's really helped build React Native as a viable platform for huge enterprise businesses.
Going back, on Hermes. Hermes was only announced for Android. So if you were on iOS, you were you had to wait, essentially.
Yeah, it was Android at first, mm-hmm. and it's made the progression from Android only to, okay, it's available on iOS, to default on Android, to finally default on iOS.
That's amazing.
A long 4 years. Yeah. So we're unfortunately getting really close to running out of time. But before we go, I want to hear the best Chain React stories that you have. I know I know there's a ton of really epic stories.
Can we?
But the 3 years that we've done this, I want to hear the best stories.
Save your best one for last, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I spent a lot of time in the green room, and I could say there's a lot of really cool stories. The green room is the room where the speakers are before they go up on stage. It's really amazing at the Armory. It looks like you're in a little castle. It's beautiful. If you've never seen it, definitely apply to the CFP. You want to go see that green room. It's also really fun. The conversations that happen there are wonderful and sometimes heart-stopping. Sometimes you'll be talking to somebody and there'll be a 30-minute talk and they're wrapping up and they're saying, "I want to thank, you know, Chain React or stuff." And you're like, "They're 10 minutes in. Did I just hear they're thanking Chain React?"
Oh, no.
And you're like, "What is happening? Oh, my goodness." It will run up there. I one year I wrestled somebody in the green room because... that was Ken Wheeler, and everybody knows just how wild he is. And he knew that I wrestled in high school. So all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I'm wrestling. I didn't know I was going to wrestle that day.
He must be on the receiving end of that.
You don't wake up preparing for that. You just don't.
We had speakers continue back into the audience still wearing their lav mics, where I had to chase them down. Don't keep wearing your lav mic. I hope
they didn't like go to the bathroom with their mic still on or anything like that.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. They were just walking
off.
I'm
sure that's happened at some conference. Oh, yeah.
Whoever the sound engineer is like, "I don't get paid enough." Oh, my goodness. One of the other ones that's really fun from stage is we had a hiccup with the video one time. And that was hilarious. Just have it jump out on stage like, "Hey, everybody, it's a tech conference." So, of course, we have technical difficulties.
Just one time. No, we've had these. And this is coming from a place of pain because I personally work on these intro videos and they take hours. Like, I'll spend 2 weeks on these things. And then they, you know, they're really nice. They're like all made in After Effects. So it's like all this motion graphic stuff of making all the speakers' names look nice.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is planned. It's great. And then we get it to the conference and nobody in our group has thought about the fact that perhaps playing this off of Wi-Fi is a terrible idea and we should probably keep a local copy of it.
What do you mean? I can't download a 60 gigabyte file right now?
And so not only did we do this to ourselves once and then have it happen a second day, but we went to Chain React the second year and then did it again.
Oh my
where the lights go down, like, "Okay, everybody, welcome to Chain React." Lights dim, the projector comes on, you're in the mood, and then all of a sudden you hear this like amazing sound, there's sound effects, there's cars flying by, and then
buffering just stops.
Dead silent in the audience.
But I think that's the greatest part of, like, you know, what the vibe of the conference is. No one really mentions that but us. And and everybody still talks about, you know, how good the MC was, specifically when we got it away from me and gave it to Kenneth LaFrance, who's professional MC. Yeah. And
he's back this year.
Yeah, he's back. Mm-hmm. We got Kenneth LaFrance again. He's going to be amazing. And, you know, that's a big part of those kinds of things collectively in a room together with nothing getting streamed right then and there. You've got to be there to experience it, and it makes the experience. It's fun, it's exciting watching people watching a speaker end and then go off stage and then not having anybody ready. But the truth is probably only 5% of people even notice these things that are like amazing things for us in those moments, because you respond really quickly. And what's great about it is, like, most conferences have complete dead air for 5 minutes between speakers. You know, we're holding ourselves to a different caliber.
Yeah, I was like, we have incredibly high standards for ourselves, which is a double-edged sword, because it leads to a really great conference, but it also leads to a lot of being really hard on ourselves.
Yeah. I think Ken LaFrance does a good job of filling that gap in that space. Because I remember
he's amazing.
In 2019, there were a couple of times when it seemed like there was like some, we need to get something prepped or whatever. And he would just come on stage and like, I think he cracked a couple of jokes or told a story and stuff.
Yeah.
That type of stuff is great because then he's very engaging with the crowd. So the crowd kind of forgets.
You need a professional MC. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I've been to too many conferences where they're like, will you do this? And they put somebody up there. Having an expert MC is I would say it's worth every dollar. But truth is, we need to pay people like that more. That's fantastic. Brings the experience all together.
So there's one more story, which is probably the most often told and infamous Chain React story about a guy named Taekwon Jive.
So while Gant was back in the green room, I was out in the Infinite Red table, which is in the main lobby. And for context, the armory actually is like a historical building, which means their doors are open even while we're doing the conference. People can come in, just check it out. Gant one year decides to bring a Bitcoin, and not a real Bitcoin. He decides to bring like this really nice looking kind of like plasticky metal looking Bitcoin. It was really big that year. Like, it had gotten really, really, really popular. He brings it. He's like, let's put this on the Infinite Red table. It's going to start conversations. We're going to put this right here. So he puts it front center. It looks amazing. We get all these people who keep coming up, and they're looking at it, and they're like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. I've never seen that. Bitcoin seems pretty big. Well, one guy on our second day, he comes in. We've got all of these iPads kind of lined up. We're trying to push, like, the React Native newsletter, things like that. He starts looking around at all of it, and then he looks down at the Bitcoin, and then he goes back to the iPad, and he starts filling the thing out. I'm like, okay, maybe he's just kind of, he's just checking things out. He's going to sign up for it. He puts in his email. He walks over to the table, and he's like, so what's this conference all about? I'm like, well, we do the whole spiel. It's about React Native and things like that. And he looks down at the Bitcoin. He goes, is that a Bitcoin? Well, it's popular and everything. And then he just reaches his hand out, grabs it, puts it in his pocket, and then goes flying out the front door as fast as he can. And I wanted to know, because there is a mall like not far from here that has one of those like you can withdraw money if you've got Bitcoin. And ooh. I can picture this guy standing in line thinking he's got $60,000 sitting in his pocket. And he's trying to insert this comically large Bitcoin into like the coin dispenser, trying to get it in. But we went back, and I thought, you know, I saw him put his email in. Let's see what he did. So we went back into the logs, and he signed up for our newsletter under the email of like Taekwon Drive at like some free email domain. It's like Hotmail or something like that. Some outdated, like doesn't even work anymore kind of email.
And so. Oh my goodness. So if you run into Taekwon Drive with a Bitcoin, you know where he got it from.
Did you email him back and ask him for it?
Oh, it's a gift that keeps on giving, Mazen. Like, not only did he put in his email, but we kind of forgot to take it out. So like 2 weeks later when the email went out, it got bounced back. And then it's like it started the whole like kind of laugh all over again because everybody's like, oh, that's right. I remember that guy.
Taekwon Jive.
He's the one who stole $60,000 worth of plastic.
we need the armory to like give us the video footage of this.
Video, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, when you're out in like kind of the lobby working the tables, like you see some interesting things.
You see some stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
We are I'm so sad that we are out of time, but we can't go on forever. Otherwise, our editors will hate us.
I know. There's so much more.
Probably they already do.
So just before you close up, I just want to say, take a look at the lineup. The speakers we have are awesome. The map that we have of the food restaurants that we went and took pictures at are awesome. The app is amazing, and it's open source, and you'll be able to check out everything. You'll have all your FOMO. If you want to actually meet some of the hosts of React Native Radio,
right.
React Native Newsletter, they'll be there
live.
Hopefully,
we'll be there. There may be some contests for some React Native Radio themed prizes. So definitely definitely come see us.
And I plan on hiding a Bitcoin on Justin somewhere. So if you find Justin, be sure to snatch that Bitcoin. Make yourself a rich person.
Make sure you bring us a Dogecoin.
We'll just get a real life Shiba Inu.
Yeah.
I actually love that idea.
Please, please come join us at Chain React. Go to chainreactconf.com to get your tickets. Look for Chain React Conf app in the app stores. May 17th through the 19th, we would really, really love to see you there. If you'd like to nerd out more about React Native in general, come join our Slack, our Infinite Red Slack community at community.infiniteRed. Where can everyone find you all on Twitter? Gant?
I did it again. I pointed at Justin and you said Gant.
Pointed at me and then, yeah.
I was like, who are you pointing at?
That was the coordination you can expect this year.
I'll just...
Kick that intro video right there. That's what we did.
I'll just read them all out. That's great. You can find Gant on Twitter at GantLaborde. You can find Justin Husky on Twitter at Justin Husky. You can find Mazen at MazenChami and me at Robin_Hines with an E at the end.
You had to React put Native the Radio. Underscore in
there. Yeah, what's going on there, Robin?
Okay, you know, we're not going to talk about it.
Quick reminder, at MazenChami is taking your complaints about the mobile app. If you would like to go ahead and let us know what we got wrong.
Yeah, I'm deleting my account now.
You have to be there to complain about it. That's yes. The rule.
It's true.
Sure. Yes.
That's the rule.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to our guests, Gant and Justin. Mm-hmm. It was a really great time. And as always, thanks to our producer and editor, Todd Wirth, our assistant editor and episode release coordinator, Jed Bartoski, our designer, Justin Husky, and our guest coordinator, Derek Greenberg. Thanks to our forever sponsor, Infinite Red. Check us out at infinite.red/react-native. And a special thanks to all of you for listening. Please subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform, React Native Radio. I don't have a mom joke today. I'm sorry. Oh. You'll have to come to the conference and maybe I'll tell you one in person.
Ooh, I like that.
Have a great day, y'all.
Bye.
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 Bye.